Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at a piece that cuts right through the productivity hype around AI agents.
And it's not comfortable reading.
The article is AI Agent Security Incidents Hit Two-Thirds of Businesses in 2025 by Brett Allegre Wood. The headline number? 65% of organizations have suffered at least one AI agent-related security incident in the past year.
Two-thirds. That's not a niche risk. That's the majority.
It comes from the Cloud Security Alliance report, Autonomous but Not Controlled. And the core argument Brett is making is that the same tools businesses deployed to boost productivity are now their biggest internal security liability.
Internal. That's the part that caught me. We always picture a hacker, someone external. But Brett makes this point clearly. The breach is coming from inside the house, from agents you sanctioned, funded, and deployed yourself.
Right. And here's where it gets strange. In the same survey, 68% of respondents claimed high confidence in their visibility over their own AI agents.
But 82% of those same people said they discovered previously unknown agents running on their own networks in the past year.
You cannot claim both of those things at the same time.
You really cannot. If you're discovering autonomous systems you didn't know existed, you don't have visibility. You just think you do.
The OutSystems report adds to this. 96% of enterprises are now running AI agents in some capacity. Only 12% have centralized governance over those deployments. 12%. So almost no one actually knows what's running, what it's accessing, what it's doing on their behalf. And the consequences are real. Among organizations that experienced an incident, 61% reported data exposure, 43% had operational disruption, 35% reported financial losses.
Can we talk about the financial scale for a second? IBM's data puts the average cost of a data breach at $4.88 million globally. For a mid-sized business, that's not a setback. That could be the end.
Brett makes that point directly, and he adds something that should stop every business leader cold. Anthropic, the company that builds some of the most advanced AI in the world, was breached by AI-assisted hackers.
If they can't protect themselves from an AI-powered attack, every business owner needs to ask honestly, what is our plan?
The root cause Brett identifies is not the technology. It's the process, or the complete absence of it.
Businesses are deploying agents the way they deployed SaaS tools a decade ago. Fast, wide, and with almost no lifecycle thinking.
Only 20% of organizations have a formal process for decommissioning an agent when a project ends.
So the project finishes, but the agent keeps running. It still has its credentials, its access permissions. It's just sitting there, forgotten.
Brett calls them digital ghosts, and 88% of organizations cannot roll back what an agent has already done.
Which means if it sends the wrong invoice, adjusts inventory on bad data, shares something it shouldn't, you cannot undo it.
There's also the shadow AI problem. AI should augment what your team does, but employees aren't waiting for IT approval. They're connecting their own tools to company data, creating attack surfaces nobody in security knows about.
And Brett's point there is sharp. The risk isn't the usage, it's the invisibility. If staff are afraid to tell you what tools they're using, you've already lost control of the perimeter.
Regulators are paying attention too. Australia, Singapore, the UK. The UK government issued an emergency letter to business leaders, warning that frontier AI capabilities are doubling every 4 months.
So the window to get ahead of this is genuinely closing.
So what do you actually do this week? Brett gives 4 steps. First, audit every AI agent on your network. Map what's running, what data it touches, who deployed it, and why.
If you can't answer those questions, you're already exposed.
Second, apply least privilege. Every agent should only have access to what it absolutely needs for its specific function. Nothing more. Third, build a formal decommissioning process. When the project ends, the agent ends. Credentials revoked, access removed, done. Fourth, bring shadow AI into the open. Create an environment where people feel safe declaring the tools they're using, rather than hiding. The risk is in the invisibility, not the usage itself. Govern it openly, and it becomes a visible, manageable asset. Keep it hidden, and it's a liability you can't see.
my single action for this week, do the audit. Before anything else, just know what's running on your network. Mine is the decommissioning process. Most businesses don't have one. Set it up now, before something goes wrong, not after. The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working properly in your own business, you can book a